in their journey.
You know, that is deeper than we, who considers that? Who considers that? I mean, nobody really considers that, that your dental hygiene has something to do with your mental health. But if you really think about it, like she said, if you can't smile, you know, you're really not enjoying life and the extent of it. And that can pour over into a problem at the home. Mark, hey, brother, I want to hear your input. I want you to ask whatever you want to ask Jessica, because I'm finding this fascinating. And
you know, I mean, I was fascinated by the story, number one. Number two, you know, she said something really important as far as how, you know, dental hygiene does play a huge role on your confidence.
Wow.
On what you think of yourself. You know, a lot of times, you know, I think people can be in positions where they have enough to take care of their families, but you go and say you need work done and get into thousands of dollars. And a lot of the insurances that are out there now through companies work for, it's really not that great. I knew being in a public sector, I remember I needed to have work done. The first thing the lady told me when I went in there, it was going to be $4,000.
Whoa.
I said, well, I need this, so I guess you're going to get it from me. So, I mean, there ain't no way around this. But it was like, when you start looking at options, and you'll see, and it's sad because I think a lot of times they trap people too. I mean, I remember in California, they had this thing where they said they had grants for people to, you know, there was grants for them to where they could get dental work done. And I remember I recommended a person to that, and they went to it and they said, you know what, I got there. And what they basically do is almost make you think you're getting a grant, but they still getting that full price money for what they want to do. And a lot of people just walk out because they can't afford it. I feel that, you know, like I said, the story was amazing. I just wonder why they can't come up with a plan. You see the commercials where they tell people, oh, you can get these dental implants, it'd be great, blah, blah. They don't tell you that stuff costs about $40,000. And, you know, again, I feel like it plays a tremendous role with a lot of people because a lot of people are ashamed. A lot of people, they'll stay inside or they're ashamed to smile, whatever it could be, because of these deficiencies. And I feel that, you know, nobody should have to go around like that.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody. I mean, I don't know. I feel like a world where we're in at this point when it comes to money buys everything. And I think it's sad because it shouldn't include your well-being.
Mm-hmm.
I just wonder, is there going to be any programs to where people can kind of, the normal everyday person can get some of these amenities that they normally couldn't get?
That's right. You know,
go ahead.
No, hey, Jessica, I just wanted to piggyback off of that a little bit because, and thinking about your story and what you were saying, if you think about this, someone who can't smile, and let's say there is enough, you know, with the economy and there is hard to pay the bills or whatever it is, I can certainly see, and you walking around, if you can't smile, that means you're not happy. Okay, that you're not happy. You're ashamed to go out. And sometimes, weaker-minded people will take it out on the person that's closest to them. Okay? And that's how that can tie also into the topic last week when we were talking about domestic violence, so forth and so on. So I really, my head is off again. Something else I took from this, conversation. And you mentioned the lack of black people being in this industry. Well, you know, and you think about that, how many people are even aware that, okay, well, this is available to me. This is a field that I may like, but it's not exposed to me. I recall, real quick, and it's not about me here, but I would have to say this. The field that that really I'm in right now, too, and that is the brokerage field. I'm a former stockbroker. I don't trade stocks anymore, so I don't have anybody knocking on my door. But I'm still in that business where I handle, you know, retirement accounts and things of that nature and safer investments, so I don't have anybody calling me. But I looked around, and I've been in conferences where there were less than 10% of us, and this is a conference, and there were about 2,000 brokers. And less than 10% were black. Okay? I've been in places before, and I was the only one there. So I can certainly appreciate that. But, Jessica, you are brave in what you're doing, because I also heard that even during the pandemic, a lot of your colleagues quit. Okay? Because of the fear factor. So you are brave in what you're doing. I admire what you're doing. And your story is fascinating. Clayton, what would you have to say?
Well, there's not much more you can say to what the brother and the sister had just spoken about, but I have to agree to this, what the sister says. Your smile is everything, because you want to be approachable. You want to fit in. You want to be accepted. And the first thing people are going to see is your appearance. And they're going to judge you by your appearance. And that's going to either take you to a place of thinking too much, or you're going to feel like, hey, am I fitting the part? Do I look the part? Do I want to? It's just one of those things. Cosmetics today does weigh on the mind. That's the reason why people tend to want to fix themselves up before they go out the door. They're thinking about these things. And when you talk about mental health, it's one of those things where everybody wants to be accepted. That is one of the things of survival, along with food and housing and all those things. You want to feel like you're needed.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like you people see you. Say, for instance, a smile. Mm-hmm. Or as a hygienist, she would take care of all those gum diseases and things like that so your breath wouldn't stink. You know, let's be real. That's what a hygienist does. So you can be in the crowd.
Right.
So you go think about those things. People say, do my breath stink? That's you're conscious of your appearance.
Mm.
And she's doing a service for a lot of us.
Absolutely. You know, Brother Robert Hicks, he said information about mental health can be found at National Institute of Mental Health at NIMH.gov. Let me repeat, NIMH.gov. Write it down. Before you, Craig, Latoya, she has another question, you know. Beauty is before age, okay? All right. Latoya? Where is she? Oh, she disappeared. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Craig, okay. I guess I'm going to have to surrender. Go ahead, brother.
Well, I just been watching some of the comments that have been appearing online. And for Jessica, you're getting a lot of them that's telling you happy swingversary.
Yes,
you're getting a lot of those comments, and I just wanted to speak on that and tell you that we're all proud of you, and happy swing anniversary.
Thank you.
Wow, is that it?
That was it.
Oh, my goodness, I can't believe it. Is that Rock? Rock says, excellent. Rose Ann Matthew, she says, hola. The Raleigh Groove, I just love Raleigh Groove, swing. I just love the swing, five swing chapter of Raleigh. Because you guys were the first one to reach us up. Michelle R. Harris, Rose Ann Matthew, thank you so much for tuning in. Hey, guys, keep it locked right here. Tell your friends about it. You can check out Groove Swing Speaks each and every Tuesday. Jot it down. And that's on the West Coast, 4 p.m. on the West Coast, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central, and I guess that makes it 5 Mountain Time. Guys, tell us, because look, this program is growing, it's growing, it's growing, and I am so excited because we're connecting the dots, not only in this nation, but around the globe. And I know it's late in some places outside of the country. However, this broadcast will be up on the website in 24 hours. Okay, 24 hours it will be here. If you miss part of it, you want to hear it again or share it with a friend, go to studiow.buzz. studiow.buzz. LaToya's back. Hey, LaToya. I'm just having a great time with Jessica and the rest of the panel, including you, Craig. Okay, the rest of the panel, just having a great time. Hey, you know, Craig and I, we tease each other on and off air. I love this brother because he is dedicated, he's committed, and he's taking his time. Okay, I'm serious right now, Craig. And you, Clayton, to come on each and every week with your dedication and your enthusiasm about this broadcast. So
I am enthused about this broadcast. I can't make it every week day, every week you have it, because I'm involved with a lot of stuff related to Groove. As you know, we're getting ready to reactivate the undergraduate line at Virginia Union, the undergraduate
chapter
at Virginia Union University.
Speaking to
you, Mike. So the administration have been giving us the green light, so I'm involved with that. And that's taking a lot of my time. As a matter of fact, this Saturday, we've been working on this project for about a year now, and this Saturday we're going to have some undergraduate members from the region to come on campus and engage with the students, because we can't have the older brothers like yourself come and try to talk to a 20-year-old.
I'm going to cut his mic.
Some undergraduate and some recent graduate members to come and speak.
I just cut your mic.
What? No, you didn't cut my mic. But and I'm happy about that. So as we look to reactivate the Panther One chapter where you and myself was initiated.
That's right.
We'll look forward to actually getting you to make a monetary contribution.
Yeah. I was probably the reason why you pledged in the first place. You heard about me. But anyway, let's get back to it. But no, seriously. And one thing I'm going to say, that was funny. But anyway, one thing I'm going to say.
Funny.
Shut up, Craig. One thing I'm going to say is, you know, I promise not to tell you to shut up, but shut up. But anyway, I'm going to disagree with something you said, because, as a broker, I used to go around to middle schools. Okay. I used to go down to high schools. I've even been around elementary schools. And I was teaching the young scholars about the money world. I talked to them about stocks. I talked to them about bonds. I talked to them about mutual funds. And I tell you what, these children, this is why we need to instill values, and not only human values, but also values as far as education is concerned. Open them up, just like Jessica is in a field that very few of us are represented. I'm in a field that very few of us are represented. Robert, I am sure he's in a field that's very, a little representation there, along with LaToya and Mark. And guess what, folks? We are experiencing something, because there are avenues, there's information out here, and part of this program is to educate, motivate, and inspire. Okay. Hey, Roseanne Matthew, thank you so much for tuning in. And so, young people, believe it or not, they will pick up on certain things. I used to get letters from, believe it or not, middle age and below middle age students, not middle age, but, I'm talking about middle school, high school, you know, and I would get letters from these young people, and he said, thank you, Mr. Brown, for coming by. I'm going to get my dad and my mom to invest in the stock market. I'm going to get my dad and my mom to buy an IRA. Okay. Individual retirement account. I'm going to get them to do things like this. Okay. And I get these letters, and that thrilled me, Robert. I got thrilled behind it, because they were picking up on things that they were not exposed to. So that's why I applaud Jessica, because she's in a field, and many of us are in fields that they really aren't exposed to. Robert, your take.
Exactly. And this is one of the reasons why our children definitely need to see what other potential avenues they could go to. Because in a sense of,
that's right,
every child is not going to, every one of our children are not going to be in sports, or going to be in entertainment, or going to be a singer or something of that nature. They might have a great skill with math. They might have a great skill with science. They might have a great skill with English, public speaking. They might opportunities with mentoring. So, which is why it is definitely important that we present these options and expose our children to these. Matter of fact, one of the great events that we have coming up at the Conclave in Miami in July 17th to the 21st is what's known as our Youth Empowerment Summit.
Come on.
What that basically allows is youth from the areas that we visit, or sometimes they are also brought with us to the trip itself, to the conclave. But they get an exposure to a lot of us professional grooves in various different areas, and they get to hear a number of speakers in various different fields from all walks of life. And it gives our children a sense of pride, a sense of a belief that they can be one of these, or take the information that they're given at this summit and then use it and apply it to their daily lives. And perhaps, you never know, the one person that you speak with is going to eventually have an amazing feeling, in which case then they will become something great in life. And they will be thanking those mentors, they'll be thanking those speakers, they'll be thanking those professionals later on in life.
Absolutely.
And you never know, you might have that one person say, thank you for talking to me. You saved my life. You made me go on another path. And now, who knows, I'm a millionaire because of you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, Tiffany, let's see, maybe she's having, okay, let me see if I can get her in. She's having a little internet problems here. But Jessica, what Robert say is, it's huge. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Give me a quick example. Like you said, that smile. Have you ever walked down the street or been in a situation and you just said hello to someone with a smile? Mm-hmm. In most cases, in my experience, they smile, you know, and say, hey, you know, yeah, I'm doing great. How are you? It makes words are so empowering. And I think that we take that for granted. You know, you smile, you call somebody, hey, I was just thinking about you. And people will light up. Well, thank you for calling me. All right. Or you post something about that person, or you say good morning, or, you know, you've been in situations, we all been in situations. And I know me, for instance, there was a place I worked one time, and I used to come in and say good morning to everyone one day. And it was this cat, our equipment manager. I would walk up to him. His name was Bernie. I said, good morning. He said, what's good about it? Bernie, he was that kind of guy. But when I left that position and I say, hey, Bernie, I'm leaving. He said, oh man, wow, I'm sorry to see you leave. And all this time, I thought Bernie didn't like me.
I don't like you.
Okay, I'm cutting his mic. I'm cutting his mic.
You're my brother and I don't like you.
You know, both of you are lying. If you weren't lying, you wouldn't be here. You are lying. Both of you are lying.
Checks come out on Tuesday.
Yeah, you ain't getting one either. So, but anyway, the point is both of them are lying because I know both of them love me. Otherwise, they wouldn't be here next to me. They wouldn't believe in what we're doing right here because they know
I'm going through a crisis right now.
Yeah, okay. You're going through a crisis.
And I need the money.
Okay. Hey, Jessica, will you talk to these two fools?
Hello, Latoya. So, do you still have a question?
Yes, I do. As I do believe it was Mark, as he was saying how the cost of dental care can be sometimes costly, do you have some tips for us and the audience on what we can do to have that preventative care? And the reason why I say that is because that could add to someone's mental state, you know, could cause you to go further into depression due to the lack of money or funds, and being able to correct your smile, being able to, you know, do the fillings or the root canals or whatever, you know what I mean? But is there any like, suggestions to the preventative care and maintenance that we can do ourselves?
Well, like one thing, Nurturing Smiles, we were also founded because we wanted to be able to provide that preventative services at a low cost. So we want to be able to break the barriers to access to care. So that's why we consider ourselves a mobile dental clinic, so we can take our services to different locations and provide the services to families. And we also offer it to either low or no cost, is based off of the our patient's income. And also why we also provide a lot of services for free, a lot of initiatives that we are providing to the families. So we want to make sure that you guys look into different organizations just like Nurturing Smiles. There are many nonprofit organizations that are out here trying to provide those free, low to no cost services to families that are in need. So one thing that we focus on is education. So brushing twice a day, flossing, using a mouth rinse to kill more bacteria. The biggest thing when patients come in, we can tell if you're not flossing. So the first thing I ask my patients after I take x-rays is, are you flossing? Flossing is truly important, and people lack that step, because when you floss, you're removing plaque and bacteria in the food throughout the day that sits through your teeth. So you want to make sure you're doing that at night. When you floss at night, you remove that, you go to sleep with a clean mouth, you're not eating for the next few hours. And so you're in that process where the mouth is healing itself throughout from that day. If you fall asleep and your mouth is closed, that bacteria is just accumulating over time. And so that's why flossing is key. Oral health is key, because people don't understand how much the correlation of oral health is to your overall health. So it starts off as gingivitis. So if you're not flossing regularly, if you're not brushing, if you're not using some kind of rinse to kill bacteria, it starts off as gingivitis, as we know, as just bleeding gums. When bleeding gums are not treated, it starts to now affect your bone. So that's what we call periodontal disease. And so with periodontal disease, what that is now the bacteria is basically eating away at your bone. And the issue with that is it's taking away from the structure. So when you see a lot of patients who are losing teeth, they have movable teeth or infections, that's where periodontal disease starts to become an issue. And so right there's a correlation with periodontal disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and many systemic diseases. So a lot of our patients that we see as well in South Philly at our location, Marion Medical Clinic, they have these diseases and disorders. So if you're not treating your high blood pressure or your diabetes, or any systemic disease, that starts to show up in your mouth. So a lot of patients, they may have a lot of bleeding, and a lot of puffy gums, and they're unsure where the smell is coming from and unsure what's going on. A lot of times we have to ask, when was the last time that have you seen your PCP? So keeping up with your overall health is also important, and how it contributes to your oral health. And keeping up with your oral health is important because it can affect your diabetes. So usually if something is going on in your body, we can see it in your mouth first. Wow. Your mouth tells you a story.
You know, this is deep, and I'm going to toss it around. You guys can jump in whenever you want, because I'll tell you what's fascinating about this. Because if, and Jessica, tell us. So let's, for instance, we don't treat, or we don't brush, we don't floss. And then, we have all this bacteria just, in our mouths. To me, it's like poisoning the well, so to speak, poisoning the well. And that, and then that's, I can see the correlation now between your dental health and your mental health, because if that well is poisoned, then it's going to seep in, it's in the brain. And so your reaction is not going to be what we so call normal. And you're not going to be a happy person. A happy person doesn't smile. A happy person doesn't go around and say, hey, how you doing? Great morning or great afternoon, whatever it is. So the opposite, in my opinion, based on what you just shared, is the truth there. What do you have to say about that?
One thing is, I always tell my patients to think of when you swallow that saliva, it's just like when you drink water. It's for your nutrition. So when you drink water, you drink that water to help cleanse and hydrate your whole entire body. So when you swallow bad bacteria, you have to think about how that maneuvers into your whole entire body.
Wow.
And so it can go straight to your heart. It can go straight to your brain. And so these are the things that people are lacking the knowledge of, and why we are here to provide that. So we always try to make sure that we are educating our patients. I feel like the lack of education is why so many of us don't go for it. But just educating our patients and having them understand it in their layman terms is what really gets them motivated to be like, okay, this is what I need to take care of now, and be able to help them through the beginning and to the end, and getting them that smile that they deserve.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to say? Okay, to our panel and to everyone that's listening to us right now, because like I said, we had several hundreds, if not a thousand or more people that listened to us last week. What I'd like for you to do next week, okay, is to have some young people that you know, whether they groove, swings, whatever it is, even your younger ones, going middle school, even below, have them to listen to this broadcast. Because what we are doing, I'm serious about this right now, have them come down and listen to this, because something will be said or might be said that's going to inspire them, says, oh, I never thought about doing that before, but that sounds interesting. And what Jessica said earlier on the broadcast is that there's a lack, there's an overall lack of dental professionals. It's needed, because she said there were a lot that exited that. Yes. So that tells me there's opportunity there. And you got to know, guess what? I don't think they come. Guess what? I think they would have a really, really, really good opportunity and lifestyle. Okay. And it might be something that everybody has teeth. You know, well, most of us, you know, you know, but the point that I'm getting at is that this is an open opportunity. And if you really get into the depths of it, the science of it, like Jessica has and dedicated her life to, I find it absolutely fascinating. Who's next? Mark, Tiffany? Tiffany, we haven't heard from you in a while, darling.
Yes. I'm trying to think. I did have a question. How often would you recommend a person use a water pick? You know, I've been to the dentist before, and they say, hey, you know, you can purchase a water flosser. How often would you recommend them to use that? And is that more effective than regular flossing, or is it about the same?
Good question.
It's based off the patient. So a water pick, I'm always big on what the patient is working on. If it works for them, continue to do it. So some patients use that water flosser every day and their gums look amazing. And because you have to make sure you're using it appropriately. So make sure wherever dental office that you go to, that your hygienist shows you the appropriate way to use that flosser to make sure that you're getting the most effect from it. Some patients, I usually recommend it most when I have patients who have a lot of bone loss. Because using regular floss, you can only get down about 3 millimeters. So you're not really getting around the curve. Our tooth is like a curve. So when you use that regular floss, it goes in, it goes underneath that pocket, and it removes as much plaque as possible. Sometimes that floss isn't going to reach those areas. So the water flosser is the best for those patients who have bridges, crowns, and bone loss. So that way they can keep those areas the best, clean. So it's not that one outweighs the other. Flossing, if you are a patient that is pretty healthy and has minimal bone loss, flossing would definitely be most effective for you. But for those patients that have those bridges, crowns, some bone loss, periodontal disease, the water flosser tends to be more useful because it's flushing out more bacteria for you.
Great. Thank you.
So when it comes to just some general knowledge for our audience, how long should you keep a toothbrush, use a toothbrush before you get a new one? And what's the difference in, I see they have like soft, medium, and hard. Which one would you recommend?
So you want to throw your toothbrush out every 3 months.
Every three months,
you want to make sure you get a new toothbrush. And if you have a power toothbrush, every 3 months, you want to get a new power toothbrush head. And then you want to make sure that there are so many different products out there. So you want to make sure that you think of the abrasion. So when it comes to the soft or hard or medium bristle, we always recommend our patients to go soft because you won't want to brush off those layers. Some patients brush too hard. So if you're already using a hard toothbrush bristle and you're a hard brusher, you're wearing away at your enamel, which can cause sensitivity, which can cause your gums to recede. And that, like, that takes away from that smile. I have a lot of patients who come in and they're like, I see my gum is starting to lift here and it's sensitive. I can't drink cold. I have to drink through a straw. So those are the reasons why we are telling patients to use a soft bristle toothbrush because it's going to be less abrasive to your enamel.
Great. Clay, question?
That's good.
Well, I don't know what else I can ask her. She's covered it all, but I can understand the nature of what you do. You give people back their confidence to be able to live a normal lifestyle because you say some people cannot do the things like drink out of a glass, they have to drink out of a straw. Sometimes, you know, you're trying to hide your imperfections, but you're giving people a chance to gain something back, you know. And I appreciate what you do, sister, because you're doing an important job.
Thank you.
For sure. And, you know, someone may be watching and saying, how does this really all tie into, I mean, I know we touched bases about mental health and, but someone may be saying, how does this really all tie in? But you're speaking about it, like, you know, the bad breath, the, you know, that could bring on low self-esteem, that could cause you to be depressed. And depression can spiral. It's like a, you know, it could be a whole snowball effect. So I'm very excited. I'm very appreciative for you coming on the show tonight and just really talking to us and explaining to us what we can do, the things that we need to look out for. I appreciate what you're doing in the community for our women, our mothers, our grandmothers, and our children. You know, so they can grow up and want to love to smile, you know? I appreciate it. I thank you, sis. And also, I cannot be remiss by saying and giving a shout out to Madam Board Chair Rose Matthews. Sis, hola, I see you. I see the comments. I appreciate you for watching and tuning in. And all of the swings out there in Swingland. Thank you all.
Yes, Roseanne is my swing mama, so I'm thankful that she came on today.
Oh, okay. All right. Swing mama. That's the first time. First time I heard that term. Swing mama. Okay. The brother's calling me a DP, but okay, swing mama. All right. We can go with that. That's cool. But everything you said today has been enlightening, and it was very good to have this conversation tonight. And we hope that maybe you will come back and join us again later on as we do something different and we bring on some other topics about personal hygiene, because this is basically, it's a health issue, but it all fills in with personal hygiene as well. Everybody likes to smile.
And sis, before we leave, how can someone in your area or even outside of your area reach you?
They can contact us on our social media page, which is Nurturing Smiles. You just look us up on Facebook or Instagram, and our website is www.nurturingsmiles.org.
Wonderful.
Repeat that again for those who may need to get a pen, if you will.
On our social media pages, all you have to do is look up Nurturing Smiles on our Instagram and Facebook. And then for our website, it is www.nurturingsmiles.org.
I love it. I appreciate it. And I love the fact that you also let us know that our mouth can tell us a lot about what's going on in our body. I love it. Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. You know, and so do I. And I'm sure, and we want to, we have about 24 minutes left to go, and we want to utilize all of it. And like I said, Jessica, and the audience, the panel brother said, you are welcome to come back anytime. I find your story fascinating, and we need to know more about that. And who knew? I mean, I really didn't link the connection between mental health and dental health. I didn't make that link. Clayton, did you? Or Craig, or Robert?
You know I did. That's why they called me the game changer, because I picked up on it right away.
Okay, let's go to somebody sensible. Robert.
I have to say, tying in the idea of dental health and mental health are definitely, I see the connection, because basically, as also Sister Yvette had mentioned, LaToya had mentioned, in regards to your overall self-esteem, if you're not able to smile, that's really is affecting a psychological effect on you emotionally.
Absolutely.
And it's better important to be able to, because with the smile, you also have a lot of positivity. But also, one of the things to be positive about, if you hear in the background, that's my dog, he's hacking away, but I would say, the idea is basically also having a sense of not only positivity, but also having a sense of gratitude. Being able to say that, hey, I'm feeling great. I'm up. I have great family. I have my health. I have my well-being. I have a roof over my head, other things as well. So if you can even have a bigger smile, knowing that you've got 10 or 15 things that you're happy about, including your smile as well. So definitely this was a amazing topic this evening. And also to be able to just, if somebody out there, you want to be able to smile, and I know this is not the request line, but if you can play Your Smile by Renee and Angela, that would probably be very good. Those are old school fellas who know that song.
Yes, you're right, Rob. And man, I tell you, man, you hooked it, as always, but, Wim had stepped out for a minute, and, Clayton and I have taken over. Because I think we're getting to the end of the show, and he don't want to give us his, you know, our checks. But we might be completing this by.
Well, he's good for it, I'm sure.
I don't know.
Has it always been on time?
This is supposed to be the first check.
Sometimes you can't listen to Craig. Robert, you ought to know better by now.
You can't
listen to that, brother.
But if Rock is listening,
Jessica, before we get off the air, guys.
Okay, go ahead.
So Jessica says, what type of foods should we stay away from that hurt, that like, you know, would cause more damage to our teeth? And also what foods should we, gravitate toward to help the health of our teeth?
Great question.
You want to stay away. Our dental plate initiative is our nutrition initiative. And what we usually do with the students is educate them on the acidity levels in food. So drinks, the sugary drinks, like the sodas and certain waters actually have a high pH level. So you have to be mindful of that as well. So we want to make sure that we're staying away from sugary food, sugary drinks, also things that have a lot of carbs. So our breads, our baked goods, those carbohydrates.
Not the bread, sis. Hold on.
Those carbohydrates.
I was with you with the sugary drinks. I was with you with the high acid. I was, oh, Lord.
Yes.
Also, also, you were talking about high alkaline water, like the 9.5 pH.
Mm-hmm.
I have to avoid those too.
Yep, you want to avoid those waters. Not all waters are created equal, right, and not as healthy and not as hydrating as you need them to be. When it comes to the baked goods, sis, the carbohydrates turns into sugars. So they get sticky and stay onto your teeth. So we want to make sure we always educate that. So we also talk to the children. We tell the moms about the goldfish, the crackers. Those tend to get mushy and stay on teeth. And as African Americans, we have a lot more grooves on our teeth surfaces. So those sticky foods tend to stick to the tooth, turn into sugars, and can cause cavities. So we want to make sure that we're staying away from those foods and choosing more healthier options. So the apples and the celeries, crunchy, good, healthy fruits and vegetables that also are cleaning your teeth. So when they say apple a day keeps the doctor away, it's definitely true. Those crunchy, good, healthy fruits clean your teeth, especially celery. So thinking of those options, keeping that water is definitely important because water rinses your mouth throughout the day. And there's some patients who have a lot of medicines that they take. So with the medicines, they cause dry mouth. So drinking more water, especially when your saliva is low, helps rinses your palate to keep those cavities low.
Okay. Now what about sort of like lemon and limes? Does that
very high acidic
level. Right. So does that affect your enamel on your teeth at all?
Mm-hmm. So a lot of people who like to drink those lemon waters, they put the lemon in their water, it's not actually the best choice for your teeth. It may be great for your body, but not the best for your teeth due to the acidity.
Wow. Amazing.
It can cause that acid erosion on the surface of your teeth.
This is absolutely an amazing, amazing show.
Yes, I'm the grandmother that keeps goldfish. You know, my grandkids, like you can give them a pack of goldfish and they're quiet, at least for
my son's favorite treat is goldfish. So it's quite hard as a hygienist to give it to him.
So you're saying I should have less goldfish, more apples, more celery. Okay.
Yes, but you can, the point is it's in moderation. So make sure that you're enjoying these foods, but the water is key. Having, you know, water on hand to rinse off the teeth afterwards. Wow. So that way the food's not sticking. So even for kids, gummies and the chewing gum, all those things over time, the sugars stay on your teeth. And if you're not rinsing off or drinking an adequate amount of water throughout the day, the sugars sit on your teeth. So that's why it's really, really important to make sure you're brushing at night before going to bed, because those sugars, once you close your mouth, the sugars stay on the teeth all night.
Wow.
So you want to make sure you're brushing at night to remove that. So even if you're not getting enough water, brushing and flossing at night is always key to that preventative access.
Amazing. Hey Clayton, your friend Jackie out of San Antonio is listening. And she said, is that Clayton?
Hello, Jackie.
She said, hey, C.
Hey, Jackie.
And you
how
know,
things going?
Oh, wow. Jackie is an avid listener right here on The Buzz, and I really appreciate that. She's not a swing. Hey, Jackie, you might want to find out more about this swing organization, too, okay? They have graduate chapters and things of that nature. And she's also a health provider, and she is in the field of mental health. And Clayton, you know a whole lot about that, too.
Mental health?
No, as far as Jackie and her field is concerned.
Oh, well, you would have to have Jackie tell you her story.
Okay, I've been trying to get her on.
Mental health, yeah, I've dealt with a little bit of that too.
Yeah, and so Jackie, thank you so much, dear, for listening and to the show. And I want to thank everybody for listening to the show. It's something that Robert brought up earlier, and that's about the types of water that we drink. And Jessica, I did a sound check off air. Outside the studio, I like to do that to see how it's coming through. And Robert mentioned something about water, and you mentioned that water is not made equal. I mean, it's not, all water is not equal, okay, or made equally.
No.
If I want to, because I buy bottled water all the time. I just buy bottled water, pick it up. And to me, it tastes better than tap water. However, like you said, all waters aren't made equally. So if I'm going out to buy water, what would you suggest, the type of water that I should buy?
Usually I recommend our patients to get either spring water or purified water. Those waters have the less pH in there. It's more purified, better for your body, more hydrating.
Okay. Is there a particular, what's your favorite?
Oh, I'm a Poland Springs girl.
Now say that again.
I'm a Poland Springs girl.
Portland Springs.
Poland.
Poland, it's the name.
Poland,
the name brand of a water.
Well, I understand it, but what can I? I haven't noticed that or seen that.
Well, bougie cat, Poland
Spring, and being from New York originally, that's Poland Spring is mostly like Northeast bottled water. Down in our area, we see like Deer Park more often than not.
Deer Park, is that a good one too, Jessica?
It's a good one.
Deer Park, I'm going to look for that.
And tap water is in bad water as well. It just counts on your location. it just counts on your location. But especially those locations that have fluoride, we always let our patients know, like getting, especially in the city areas, the fluoride in the water is good for the kids and the formation of their teeth.
Great. Yes. You know, I don't want to spread any conspiracies or anything like that, but I remember before I moved to California, I was living in Virginia. And I used to drink tap water all the time. And then all of a sudden, it had a skunk taste to it. And then what you would see in the grocery stores, all of these stores now selling bottled water. And I'm wondering if there was something that happened. Like I said, I'm very careful about conspiracies. But there was a change in the water here in Virginia that it was just, it had a skunk flavored. I mean, it was just awful as far as I'm concerned. I don't know. Was it okay? Your history, Jessica, was it something that somebody did to the water to make us buy tap water? Okay. To make a profit. I don't know. I'm just throwing this out here. I don't want to spread a conspiracy.
I'm unsure about your water, but when it comes to fluoride in the water, by law, it's a small amount that's in the water. It's like 0.007 parts per million of fluoride in water. So it's a really small amount in the water, but it is healthy to have it ingested into your body because it helps strengthen your teeth. And it helps to, you know, not cause cavities. It's that preventative aspect to it. So it's a small amount in the water, so I doubt it would be able to even taste it.
Okay. Hey, Mark. Are you still with us, brother? Okay. If not, Tiffany, we haven't heard from you in a while.
One of the sisters, she wanted to know, is it okay to drink coffee through a straw?
You said to drink coffee through a straw?
Yeah.
I actually recommend that to my patients who have a lot of stain. So coffee or wine, an iced tea, anything with caffeine, and it can cause staining to the teeth. And then we have a lot of patients who drink coffee all day. I doubt you want to drink hot coffee through a straw. So I tell my patients to drink iced coffee through a straw. That way, that kind of decreases the amount of the sugars and caffeine from the coffee hitting your teeth to decrease the staining.
Now, are you saying iced coffee versus hot coffee?
I'm not sure if you really want to drink hot coffee through a straw, but iced coffee would be a lot better.
Okay. Well, I'm not a huge coffee drinker at all, so I don't think that's a real concern for me. Latoya. Where's Latoya?
I'm right here.
Hey, darling. What else you got?
Look, I'm trying to get me something to eat, and I'm going to have some bread.
Okay, well, do what you have to do. Now, I think it was Rock. She mentioned something about a metal straw.
Metal straw.
Okay. Okay. Is there, I've never seen a metal straw, a straw.
They even have the edible straws, at, Tropical Smoothie.
Okay. She said for coffee.
Ooh, that's sugar though, but don't tell
okay. Me. Okay. So is there an advantage, there? She said for coffee, she mentioned metal straw. Is there an advantage there, Jessica?
It's not a difference between metal or plastic straws when it comes to your teeth. Just make sure that don't chew on straws. Don't chew on them because it can cause the cracking and fractures on the surface of your teeth. So,
Wow, this is fascinating.
So you may want to consider just using a sippy cup.
I don't know where that came from. Clayton.
I can't help him.
You can't help him. And nobody can help him. Jessica.
Hey, William.
Jessica.
William, I got a quick question.
Go on, Mark.
I'm just out of curiosity. Growing up back in the West Virginia, Ohio area, we had a lot of steel mills there. Ooh. And coal mines and things of that nature. And the one thing I notice when I go home is that it seems like almost everybody, I shouldn't say everybody, but about 80% of the people, I mean, either they don't, their teeth are missing or they have dentures. And I'm wondering, those cities that's got steel factories and things like that, especially growing up here in the 60s, 70s, 80s, do you think that played a role in how people's oral health has came out because of the stuff that was in the water? I mean, back then, I think they had polar water they used to could bring to your house, whatever. Most people had to drink out of the faucet. And I'm just wondering, do you think over time that would play a role with the runoff and waste, whatever, from those steel factories that to affect the people as far as with their, you know, their dental and things of that nature?
I believe that there could be a correlation. I'm not too educated on that aspect, but I do believe that there could be a correlation because, like I said, anything that goes into your body that affects your overall health also affects your oral health. Mm-hmm. So over time, any use of anything isn't good, and it shows up different ways in our bodies and can affect, you know, our bone levels and such, and could affect, you know, our teeth. And at that time, you have to think about what kind of medical and dental opportunities that were open to those steel workers. So if they're also not receiving any preventative care, that's really key, that takes away from their dental care and their dental health. So those patients that you're seeing with loss of teeth, periodontal disease is really the huge factor of losing teeth, because you're losing the bone and losing that structure that's holding that tooth in place.
Absolutely.
No.
I've got a question for Clayton. I'm going to toss this to Clayton and then back to you, Jessica. There is, you see on TV right now that there are lawsuits going on at Camp Lejeune.
Right.
And tell us a little bit more about that. Did that have anything to do with the toxic water or?
That's exactly what it is. It's about the toxic water. And they finding out that it was contaminated years ago. And I had family members that's also alongside that lawsuit that they have going on, because the fact is they seeing that cases after cases are being brought up about people getting sick over time. Now, speaking on the water, I have experienced where they did not have fluoride in the water in Italy when I was stationed over there.
Okay.
So it was best that you did buy not the water off the economy, but within the naval support site. I'm not Navy, I'm Air Force, but what I'm trying to say is it was best that you did not drink the local water.
Okay. Mm.
It did not have fluoride. And you know, as she can speak on that, what lack of fluoride can do or won't do for your teeth, because you got to have it.
Okay. Jessica?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your take on what Clayton just said.
But it's true. Like I had stated earlier, fluoride is a small amount in water, and it's definitely key, especially in children when the teeth are forming. Mm-hmm. Fluoride helps strengthen that teeth, and it's a preventative method to decrease the risk of cavities.
Mm. You know,
and it helps with sensitivity as well. So we do fluoride varnish treatments. One key thing that we do at all of our events with Nurturing Smiles, even when we are doing oral cancer screenings, our free silent Saturdays, is we always provide a fluoride varnish treatment. And what fluoride does is if there are areas on the teeth that are a cavity is starting to brew, it stops the cavity process and it strengthens that area for the patient.
You know,
so we provide that as a free service.
Yeah. What comes to mind while we're speaking about this and water? Flint, Michigan comes to play here. And to me, I don't know what they, I think they're still having some problems there. I know that the effects of the bad water in Flint, Michigan has caused a lot of problems because it was found that there was a more than acceptable amount of lead in the water, and it caused some problems there, including mental health problems, the ability for students to learn and excel in other environments they would excel a lot greater. But I want you, what do you know about that, the Flint, Michigan situation, and is it still going on there?
I'm unsure of the current situations in Flint, Michigan at this moment in time.
Okay.
But I do know when you are going to a dental office and it's the area where the drinking water is not up to par, especially for children, that's when they definitely recommend different fluoride aspects. So remember, all of our toothpaste also has fluoride in it as well. So usually in those moment in times, we want to make sure that we're educating our patients to get fluoride in other ways, which is healthy for them. But unsure of that situation, but usually, you know, in those times, we always want to make sure we educate our patients on different ways to receive what's needed.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, my thing is there has to be a correlation there because if the water is bad, it's got to affect you not only with your physical being, but it also has to in your medical situation or therefore, but your mental state, it's like machinery. If all parts aren't working properly, that machine is not going to work. And ladies and gentlemen, we're just about out of time, but Groove Swing Speaks. We bring this because we think it's important to not only address the great things that Groove and Swing are doing, but also before you can grow any crop, the ground needs to be prepared properly. And so we want to start from the ground up, and that is to educate us on our mental fitness, our mental awareness, our mental health. And therefore, we can go forth and do the things that we know how to do, we're designed to do, and we're put here to do. Wow. Jessica, before leaving, I want you to tell us and tell the global audience, give us your contact information.
I can be contacted personally at jjean@nurturingsmiles.org.
Okay. I want to thank you so much. Tiffany.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, thank you, my sister. Tell us about you. Your contact information, because you're in an entirely different field, and so are all of us. We have a diverse panel because we are diverse people. You know, we don't just sing and dance. Come on, man. That's the greatest myth that's ever told, okay? But anyway, Tiffany, any final thoughts?
I did have one more question for Jessica. What about people that drink alcohol? Like, does that have, cause we're talking about mental health as well. So as far as their teeth is concerned, like, does that have, an effect on them also?
Yes. Yeah. So when it comes to patients that have any addictions, certain areas, especially in low income areas, we tend to find patients who have those addictions to either alcohol or drug. They tend to have a lot more cavities, a lot of teeth that need broken teeth, that need to be repaired, and it's just due to the fact that they're not taking care of their oral health. The lack of brushing, the lack of flossing, the lack of coming in for the preventative care. We tend to find that a lot in low-income areas.
Wow. Hey, Robert, we got 30 seconds, brother.
Yes, absolutely. And just in sense of treating with anxiety, about the Flint, Michigan case, it was a lot of issues with physical and mental health impacts due to the lead poisoning. It caused a lot of issues with the children, stress, and anger at political leaders. Wow. So if you want to make some change, remember it's 231 days until the 2024 presidential election. And also check out your primaries as well, because your vote is your voice. Use it, especially when it comes down to keeping programs of mental health alive and well.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, brother. I'm so glad that I mentioned that. You mentioned that. LaToya, I love you all. Let's see, Jessica, you got to come back. You've got to come back. We absolutely love you. And this bread is going to be good.
Appreciate you, Brother Hicks.
Brother Hicks.
Yes.
Jessica, hey, Mark, we got 30 seconds.
You got those checks ready?
Be quiet.
It was just great. For me, it was just great to be a part of this tonight. Some valuable information, the great stories. Can't wait to be back.
Man, love you, brother. Love you, brother. Clayton.
Yes.
Any final thoughts, my friend?
Well, I just want everybody to just take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. We talked about the mental health, so now go and apply it, because the fact is, you need to just take some time, go out there, enjoy your life. Don't let no one else tell you how to enjoy your life, because that's where the tug of war goes. Mm-hmm. Because when you're out there trying to please somebody else and not pleasing yourself, you're going to always have mental health.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because you're living by somebody else's expectations.
That's not good.
Take care of yourself. If not, take care of somebody else.
Absolutely. And you know, so many in our community, Craig, let's see, do I have to go to you next? Okay. Craig, so many in our community, we look at mental illness and mental health as taboo. So if I go to a professional, I might be deemed crazy of some sort. And that stigma, Jessica, has been permeating throughout our community for a long, long time. People know that they need help. They refuse to get help because they feel that it's going to make them feel a certain way. My thing to you is, whatever is going on between you and your doctor is between you and your doctor. You don't have to go around telling anybody that you got some help. Go out there and do it. And I think that's where the strength comes in. Not by denying it, but addressing what the issues are. Craig, your final thought, my friend.
Well, I just wanted to let everybody know that you had stated you were on Ritalin when you were in elementary school.
Wow.
Amazing.
He's going to put it out there just like that.
Huh? Really?
That's the way he does
it. Just like that.
How did he know all that information? Where did he get it from?
I just want to thank everybody. That was a joke, but I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. Hopefully we can move this platform forward, and let's come up with some good topics. And soon we want to get some RDs on to speak about what's going on in their region.
You know what? I tell you what. We're going to do this because we are moving forward. We're growing each and every week. It's not hopefully. Let's do it. You know, you can put an idea out there, okay, but the key to everything, and I believe that everyone would agree with me, once you have an idea, put one step forward, and I guarantee you something's going to happen. Something's going to happen. I want to thank our panel. You guys, Tiffany, okay, Robert, as you, Mark, Clayton, Craig, yes, and Jessica, thank you so much. You brought so much, so many great ideas, great information to Groove Swing Speaks, and I can't thank you enough for that. Hey guys, we're out of time, And Jessica, Tiffany, she's going to hang around. She's been here for a while. Robert, thank you so much. Mark, Craig, Clayton, guys, you're the best.
Peace and blessings.
Enjoy your Tuesday, everyone. All right. Groove Line. Let's do it. Brother Robert, love you, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, love you. Thank you. Thank you. Craig, Clayton.
Yeah,
great
Rob.
Show great stuff. Always.
Always.
Bro. All right now.
Always.
Hey, we'll see you soon, my friend.
All right. This was episode 5, and now we're looking forward to episode 500.
Hey, speak it.
All right now.
Speak light.
Hey, bro, we'll talk soon, all right?
Talk soon.